governor of the state, and you have no obligation in there. I have Republicans in here every day. I have Goldwater in 2 weeks ago myself, so it's not bad. And
you mean about our governor's meeting yesterday?
Yes, yes.
You know the statement? Did you read the statement I issued after?
No, I just saw.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir, sure would.
That our meeting today was for the purpose of discussing mutual problems affecting our states, to exchange views as to how we can most intelligently handle them. We feel that our meeting has been beneficial, and we may well have additional meetings in the future. That was period, and that's all we said.
Well, that's good. That's
our
good.
Our first problem is that most of the meetings, I said again, he's for you. Be perfectly frank with you. If you tell this on me, I'll have to call you a lie.
I would not do that.
But I didn't hurt you any yesterday in that meeting. Get what I mean.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I understand it, and I appreciate it, and I know those fellows' problems. Governor, you want to remember this. I came in here last November in a very, terrible tragedy happened, and I have done my best to hold the nation together and done what I could under all the circumstances. I had a long background down there. Now, Goldwater did too, but I never belonged to, I've never been a member of NAACP, as he was and he is.
Did you talk to Parrish Brown?
No, I haven't.
You talked to him, tell him what I told him there yesterday. I told him that, in my opinion, I told you the best politician that I'd ever seen. I'm not a good one, but I followed you pretty close, and you're one of the best. I told him that if you'd be elected president, you had to be for civil rights. In my opinion, you were not a strong civil rights adherent, and I might ask you to comment on it now. But I said you were smart enough to know that you had to be if you were going to keep the Kennedys from taking that thing over. I'm just talking to you, don't you have to say a word. And I said that man has no choice but to take the ride he's taking. And I said I'm not mad a bit about it. I said, only on the other hand, we're here in these deep southern states. We've got to take a route that will protect us. And if we get too, I told Ferris Brown, I said, if we get too far out in front of our people here, I said, they'll lose sight of us.
Well, I certainly...
We're no longer leaders. But generally speaking, with one exception, I give this particular conference. What the governor there yesterday, but what we really would want to be if you possibly could. No one wants to be.
I think that's right. I know that, and I understand their problems. Now,
I
just hope they can. I know what their problem they got with their people. I just hope that they understand my problem, even if they can't agree with it. And you do? I'm married to.
I think what I've said. You agree with that?
I'm married to a girl that spent all of her life in the summertime at the University of Alabama. And in the wintertime at Caddo Parish, right across from Shreveport there. That's where she's raised, spent all of her life, where all of her people live.
I didn't know
she lives at Karnak, Texas, right on that lake. And born and raised there. Now, we came in here in November, and we had this problem, and we felt, under the circumstances, that the best way to handle the problem that we thought faced the nation was try to get it in the courts and off the streets. I have not to put any pressure or fussed with any senator, and practically all of the southern senators are good friends of mine and good supporters of mine everywhere in the world they can be. Now, they have the same problem you have, and I'm not unaware of it. I just wrote a note a minute ago to Lister Hill, who's in the hospital out here, telling him what Lady Bird and I were thinking about him. So we understand that problem, and we've had no trouble. I've had no quarrels with them about these things. I understand how they've got to be, and I have felt that I could handle this thing in as moderate and sensible a way as I could. Now, I have dealt with Mississippi, and the relationship there has been one that I am proud of. The governor has been fair, been honest, has been firm. And he's just been as fair, and I'm so proud of him. It gave us pride to deal with him, because the stories around the newspapers, they like to put other pictures on it. They like to paint it differently. He's been as cooperative and led the way. We haven't had to do anything. We just leave it up to him, and he's cooperated with the whole outfit. Same thing in Georgia. Couldn't have been better. They've done their job. I've I've done the same thing with New Jersey. I went up to the Bar Association this week and said we got to get the night riders off the highways and the hoodlums out of the street. And I can't furnish a national police force. All I got's the FBI, but I make them report right in to the governor and work with them and work with them carefully. Now,
I just hope that when this thing's over, there's no question about you being president. If you don't work your step back, if you're not careful, you're not going to live to be president. I'm dead serious about that.
Well.
Going out to a little wedding here. My executive council son getting married. Can you imagine you going? You'll be in bed sleeping.
Well, I haven't even had. I just had my press conference, and I haven't even had my lunch, and it's 3 o'clock here. But I want this. Long as I'm here, and that's not important how long it is. But long as I'm here, when I deal with any state, before I do anything in any state, I'm going to seek the advice and the counsel, and do my dead level best to follow the recommendation of the chief executive that the people have selected from that state. Now, when we differ. Why, we can explain it reasonably and listen and try to meet each other halfway. In our instance, we didn't have to do that because we both agreed, and you agreed that you'd look right into it, that you're already familiar with it, you talked to the Attorney General about it that morning, that you'd handle it, and then within a matter of hours, you called back and said it's been handled, period. And that's the way it's going to be in the future, and they're not going to divide us, and whatever you have to do, I understand it, and you'll always find that I'll be reasonable about it.
I would suggest that we asked you about if I had said you threatened it, that you said that you had been furnished all the paper in Louisiana, that all the stories that I said I reviewed even comments that you'd called.
Let's go. You know, I know people in Louisiana, and I know the governor, and I saw that long jaw of yours here, and that's the last thing I'm going to do is threaten anybody.
Well, Mr. President, let me say this for you. When this thing's over, and I see if you live up top, you can be too fast around that yesterday, Brother George Wallace, Paul Johnson, too. In my opinion, it was inconceivable that strong. I hope that you won't feel unkindly toward us deep south.
Don't you worry about my feeling towards you.
You've got things here that perhaps you and a few other people in this country didn't realize we have.
Yes, I do. I know it. I know.
If we can hold our democratic situation together in this state, I think it's imperative that we do it. You see, the Republicans in Mississippi and here got nearly 40% votes. And if Fulmer said anybody except Rockefeller running against him up there in Arkansas, he could have the same amount of trouble.
I think that's right, and we have it now.
And I'm dead serious about it. You've already been having Texas for some time.
We have it. We have one senator in there and may have two Republicans.
We don't have any, and we don't want it. And I hope that you don't look upon us as some step cheering off down here.
You know, if I did that, I wouldn't be calling you, Governor, on Saturday afternoon. I hate to bother you, but I don't want any difference.
I'm honest with Fred to call me.
I don't want any. We can go to a different church if things required, or we can go to a different place to eat, or we can go to a different place to vote, or we can even vote differently. But on our things that affect our people, I'm going to talk to you and work them out in a sensible, reasonable way. And I just, best time to kill a snake's when you got the hoe in the hand. I just wanted to let them know that let you know what they were saying, and we'll handle it.
I refused to even admit that you called me. You stepped to the group that I met here, which is, I say, a week ago tomorrow, and I felt like I'd handle that properly. And I've gotten their pledge of cooperation and help, and I've kind of issued a challenge to them. I've told them that, and I've told the papers that we have an opportunity here to show the people from Harlem up, the people from Rochester up, that we were law-abiding citizens here. We want to obey the law, that we didn't go into the street. We didn't abuse law enforcement officers. That we've been challenged. We're going to demonstrate to them the kind of citizens we are. And that's what I've done. I had the bishop of my church call me yesterday, and I know he voted for Marson both times he ran. He told me he's finally proud I was a Methodist. I am Methodist, but I issued that statement about St. Helena.
Yeah.
And I think our policy is going to be, to have the Justice Department take us to court. And when we get a final decree from the courts, we're going to obey it. And we think that we've got some connections inside some of these organizations. We think we know what's going on. We think we've got pretty well got them in hand. We don't believe we have the violent situation here that poor Paul Johnson has in Mississippi, and I hope and pray we don't. We have in trouble here. We are fearful that if it should come, it will not be here. In fact, I've talked to Paul about the situation in Mississippi. He doesn't think anyone's coming down here. But we really believe we have this situation in hand, and I hope you will continue to call me.
We will.
I think before long, we really think you can have your FBI people go somewhere else.
We're gonna work with you, and anything that I know that affects your state or the people of your state will be worked out with you first.
Well, I hope that you understand our situation.
I do. Good.
I'm gonna be governor for nearly 4 years while you're president. You won't feel like here in these southern states that we've mistreated you.
You, governor, you're not gonna mistreat me.
I don't propose to run you down and say anything mean about you or the Democratic administration at any time.
You're not gonna.
On the contrary.
We'll get along, Governor.
I sincerely hope you understand my situation.
I do, Governor.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.